Episode 150. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, and I especially thank you. Today brings us an oldie, a dumb birthday game from August 11th, 1991. I will simply title it Spotlight Dancing with Dingbats. The players: Stacy, Linda from Medford, Ruth Clennett. I'm producing and playing on the phone from Master Control, and Matt Phipps in traffic. The birthdays, with all the sound effects, whether they make sense or not: Hulk Hogan, Alex Haley, Jerry Falwell, Eric Carmen, Mike Douglas, and Carl Rowan. Post-game fun: Norm with a bottom hour news update, traffic with Matt Phipps. Some serious talk sneaks in with the call from Bill from Waltham. Norm with the weather accompanied by his orchestra. Then we close with Margaret from Stoneham, who was concerned with Norm, who had survived the earlier trauma of weird callers. Other gifts: we learn the dumb birthday game is secretly played in the Oval Office. There's a Jack Benny Cosby cameo, Rabbi Gittleman, Reveille, hokey tunes that still suck. Annette Funicello and Mike Douglas operated a store in Coeur d'Alene, Washington, called the Bigfoot Indian Artifact Store. Carl Rowan handled the mail order side of things. Teaching ancient Greek literature. Bribery works. The middle initial T. The Westinghouse Hitman. Norm's tap dancing suede pumps. Yeffer! Venting your spleen. Going down the aisle and out the front door. And the great story of Brandy the Sheltie. Featured commercials: Stop Smoking with Resolve, voiced by Steve Allen. Sears Kitchen Cabinet Refacing. Common Sense Answers from the registered nurses at Ask a Nurse. Dangerous Obsession at the North Shore Music Theater. Joan Cantwell from Brockton, Mass. Pays us a visit for Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder, while Norm shuffles papers in the background because he left the mic open. And because you can't have one without the other, keep it in your sneaker. Episode 150, Spotlight Dancing with Dingbats, shuffles its way to your ears now.
Okay, it's 8 minutes after 3 o'clock. And I told you the temperature is 63, 64 degrees, cool, and a very pleasant morning, and time to meet the members of our panel. As we play the dumb birthday game, an exciting game that the entire country has taken to its heart. Understand the entire administration of George Bush plays this game in the secrecy of the Oval Office every now and then. How old is Eric Carmen anyway on this date, they would ask? Anyway, we'll do that now. And let me introduce the members of the panel to you. We have the very lovely and adorable Miss Stacy.
Hi, Norm.
Hello. How you doing, Miss Stacy?
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that. This is the lovely Miss Linda from Medford. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Norm.
Hello, Linda.
How you doing?
Hey, we have a lot of lovely lady people here today, including the very lovely Ruth.
Yeah, this is a non-sleep night, so I thought I'd call you. Oh, I'd love to play this game.
Because this is really something, and there'll be a lot of there'll be a lot of interesting people. Actually, were born on August, whatever this day, August 11th. So, Tony is on the line with us from the control room.
He's
broadcasting all the way from the other side of the glass. Tony Nesbitt. Hi, how you doing, Tony?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
And Matt Phipps. Will play the game with us. Would you do that, Matt?
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, because you were talking about a story that some traffic story is breaking, and we're going to get details by 3:30.
Well, maybe. Let's get the game in first.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do the game, because what's more important than a fun game or some traffic things at 3:30 on a Sunday morning?
You said it.
You've got your priorities straight, Matt, and that's why I want to be like you when I grow up. Okay, let's start with Hulk Hogan, the wrestler. Was born on August 11th. Hulk, you know what his real name is? Nobody really cares, but I want to tell you anyway.
Tiny something.
Terry. Yeah, Terry Jean Bollea, B-O-L-L-E-A. And out of that, he became Hulk Hogan. Okay, Stacy, how old would you say Hulk Hogan 41. He's how much?
41.
Oh, 41. Okay. What do you think, Linda?
I'd say 44.
Okay. And Ruth?
48.
He keeps going up. But Tony's going to say 73.
No, I'm going to say.
Matt will say 106.
I'm going to say 39.
You're not.
I am.
You're going to say 49?
That's it.
Well, I'll mark down 49.
Thank you.
I just like to milk this for all it's worth to the point of nausea. Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to say 38.
You came awfully close.
Mm.
Okay, 38. Okay, Hulk Hogan, and here's how old he is. We're going to check his birth records. That's right. Here he comes out there, all big, fat Hulk Hogan. A lot of flabber on his midsection. Anyway, Hulk Hogan is 38, exactly what Matt Stripp says. Exactly 38 years old today. God, this game is picking up in intensity. It's just so darn exciting, I tell you. Alex Haley, of course, a man who, as you know, wrote Roots. Yep. Roots is one of our teachers to say. He wrote Roots while sitting on the roof of his house. I think she talked funny like that.
Earth.
Yeah, they never would give her tenure as a result of the funny way she talked. But anyway, Alex Haley, who's from Ithaca, New York, and won the Pulitzer Prize for his book Roots. Let's start with Matt this time. How old would you think Alex Haley is today?
56.
56. We will mark that down on the big board.
Well, thank you.
No, it isn't anything you have to thank me about. It's the way we do stuff.
Okay.
Tony, what do you think?
61.
61.
Oh, excuse me, everyone.
Oh, those aliens. Is that all your equipment coming in with all kinds of stuff?
Yeah, yes, it is.
They said the Tobin Bridge has just collapsed. And
we'll hold on that.
That's right. And there's a whole line of tractor-trailer trucks coming up from... just passing Columbia, the circle down there near the gas tank.
It's a delivery truck's getting ready to go out, as Jack would say.
And the entire city is tied up, but we're not going to pay any attention because this is the Dumb Birthday Game. Ruth, how old do you think Alex Haley is today?
I think he's about 67.
About 67.
Right.
Okay, hold on a minute. How do you make a 7? I just threw that in for comic relief.
That was
comic relief,
okay.
Yeah. Linda, what do you think?
I say 57.
57, okay. And Stacy?
64. Yeah.
Okay. Again, that was very good the way you put that in the form of a question. Just like you're on Jeopardy, which is really nice. Alex Haley actually is... a roll of thunder is what he is. No, he's actually 70 years old, which means Ruth, who said 67, was the closest. Actually, yeah.
I actually was going to say 70, but I thought you'd make fun of me.
Well, you mustn't be self-conscious. You must go with your convictions. Right. That's why we call this program the Go With Your Convictions program.
Exactly, say 70, but that's okay. I got a swell
okay,
prize.
No,
anyway.
That's right. You were the closest anyway.
Thank you.
And you were still kind to this old guy.
Thank you.
Jerry Falwell. Remember Jerry Falwell, who kind of seems to have fallen from favor, has actually... I was trying to tie in the Falwell with falling.
Did he lock himself up in the watchtower there and said he needed $2 million or God would, cut his hand off or something?
No, that was one.
That was Jeffrey Dahmer.
What was his name? That was the father-son combination. It was the father who said this and his son. It's funny how quickly these guys were big stars not long ago. They all seem to have kind of dropped out of sight.
Was that Oral Roberts?
The Oral Roberts.
That's right. That's who it was. Okay.
That's right. And his son is Richard Roberts. Yeah, okay. But Oral was the old guy. That's right. He's the one who said that.
So Falwell's kind of the fat, jovial one. Looks like John Candy.
Falwell, I believe, was the one who tied in with the
Moral Majority.
Yeah, he was the founder of the Moral Majority. Is he the one also with what's her name? The one who's got a TV program in which she's matching up women with people and men and
the love life.
Jessica Hahn, didn't he?
I can't remember any of this.
Well, Jessica Hahn was with Jim Baker. That was the one who he.
Oh, that was the Jim Baker event. Yes. That's right. Yeah. That's right. You're right.
And then it was
Kathy Gifford. No.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
Donna Rice was Gary Hart. Who was the other one?
No, Kathy Gifford, as I recall, tied in with Rabbi Gittleman from Brookline, as I recall, something like that. Anyway, I don't know. It's funny. They were all big names at one time, and mercifully, they're all kind of gonzo now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't Kathy Gifford topple Walter Lipschitz from his height?
That's right. Oh, yes, she did. Well, she's a femme fatale, as you asked Frank Gifford that.
Yeah. Regis's friend.
That's right. She's Regis Philbin, and that's not his real name. His real name
is... But he looks like a Regis.
Joey.
His real name is... Brad Thompson. I don't know why I said that. That was really stupid. Okay, Jerry Falwell. Let's start with you, Ruth, because you have just a jovial laugh.
We have many names now. Which one is
this? Is Jerry Falwell. Yeah. Yeah. He's the one who cried. Didn't he cry?
I have sinned against you.
No. That was, what's his name?
Me? I can't believe we forgot all these people.
No, wasn't Falwell. He's the one who came on and cried and, you know, I've sinned against you, oh dear Lord, and stuff.
58.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said something. What right have you got to interfere when we're trying to discuss something here, that Ruth? 58.
When I got a Regis Philbin here.
Okay. Okay, Stacy, what do you think? Jerry Falwell, how old is he?
60.
Okay. And Linda?
Oh, I don't know. They seem awfully high. 46.
46 for Jerry Falwell. Okay, Tony?
I'll go with 51.
51.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt?
I'll go with 61.
61. Okay, now comes the moment when we determine the truth as we check through the breath records.
When in the world is it all going to stop?
I didn't even see the door was open, and he just walked in like that. Jerry Falwell, actually, this may never stop. Jerry Falwell is actually 58, which is exactly what Ruth said.
Yay.
All right, Ruth.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So far,
just filled with the brother.
You know, Ruth has two, and Matt has one, and the rest of you are a bunch of dodos.
It's been a lost weekend for me.
Oh, that's so right. You didn't do too well yesterday either, Tony. Oh, I'm just so darn ashamed.
Jack.
How about this one? I'll give you a little tougher one, although it may not be all that tough for you. Eric Carmen, do you know that name?
Oh, yeah.
A singer, musician.
Therapy pop singer.
All by myself.
Early 70s heartthrob.
Yes.
Early 70s heartthrob. Okay. Why don't you take the first shot at that then, Matt? How old is Eric Carmen on this very day?
I'm going to say the big 4-0.
The big 4-0. Okay. And what do you think, Tony?
He might be 39.
He might be.
What do you think?
39.
You're going to...
That's right.
Okay. Well, how about you, Ruth? What do you think?
46.
46. And Linda?
45.
What do you think, Stacy?
I'm going to agree with Tony.
I'm sorry, you agree with who?
Tony.
Tony, you're going to say 39?
I'm going to say 39.
Well, I'll mark down, you see 39 for both of you.
Okay.
And may you live, happily
you know.
Never mind.
A little okay. Bill Cosby in there, too, it sounded like.
There's a little bit of a lot of us in that, and if you listen closely, Matt, you may even recognize some of yourself, just a piece of you.
Oh, good.
I'm inspired by all the things around me, including catalpa trees. There was a little bit of a catalpa tree in there, too. A little bit of strawberry ice cream and some seaweed.
Cool.
Because I am an observer of the American scene.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you. And I'd like to sing for you now.
Selection from
something that will bring our nation just a little bit closer together as we all kiss and love.
Eric Carmen Handbook.
Hey, I don't need that, Ruth. I just stopped it. Okay, here's Mike Douglas. Remember Mike?
Wait a minute. First of all, you haven't even asked for the sound effect to give him the age. We don't even know how old he is.
We haven't done it. We digressed so much, I forgot we hadn't finished that. Okay.
Wake up, Norm. Wake up.
Try Hooked on Phonics.
Where's my uniform?
Mike Douglas is.
Eric Carmen. Okay. Eric Carmen is 42 years old. I think, let me see. Looks like Matt may have been the closest. He said 40. Hold on a minute. I believe it is. Yes, it is. It's Matt.
Thank you.
He said 40.
Thank you.
He was just 2 years off, and nobody, I believe, came that close. Thank you.
I got 45.
Yeah, that's 3 years. Yeah, see, 3 years. Now, Linda did say 45, but that's 3 years difference. And Stacy said 39, which is 39, which is 3 years difference. And so did Tony. No, I.
See, we weren't that far.
No, it's no, no. You're all very close, but Matt was the closest of them all. He has two, and Ruth has two. And that means that right, they're Ruth. Engaged.
I love you, Ruth.
I love you, too.
You're a babe, Ruth.
That's enough. You're making me sick.
Jeez. He learns fast, doesn't he? These. Anyway, okay, now we'll go to the aforesaid Mike Douglas. The Mike Douglas who had the TV show. The Mike
singer?
Douglas. And the singer. That's right. He and Sue Bennett, who was around here, were on the old Kay Kaiser show one time.
Right. In your day.
Oh, cut. Now, cut that out. Do you know Mike Douglas's real name? Michael D. Dowd, Jr. Why would he not call himself Mike Dowd?
Do you know the name of his hit record?
Pardon me?
Know the name of his hit record?
Yeah, he had one record about his daughter, didn't he?
Yeah, the little girl, yeah.
And then she came to me and she said, can I marry Dad?
Right.
And it was a real tearjerker kind of stuff, yeah.
That's right.
When I was very young, one of the first records I played on radio was a hokey thing like that called Daddy's Little Girl. And I remember saying to somebody, boy, what a hokey record this is. You're the breath of sunshine, you're my little babe, you're my little daddy's girl. You're one of those things. And the guy said, boy, one day you'll have daughters and you'll realize how beautiful that song is. And I had daughters and I still think that that song really sucks. Thank you very much, everybody.
Teen kids are going to be upset with you.
Yeah, I thought I'd get on kind of strong. Okay.
Oh, my.
Anyway, Mike Douglas. Let's start with Stacy. Do you remember Mike Douglas, Stacy? He had a daytime TV show. It's one of the first talk shows, music variety kind of thing, daily thing.
Where is he now?
Right now, he is married to Annette Funicello.
And updating his Norm Nathan scrapbook.
That's right. No, they have an arts and crafts Indian artifact. little store
beach.
Just outside of Coeur d'Alene, Washington.
Bigfoot sightings. Especially
that's the name of their store. It's called the Bigfoot Indian Artifact Store. And they're miserable. What do you think, Stacy? How old is Mike Douglas?
Oh, boy.
72?
Okay.
I don't know.
We're not laughing at the guess, just at the way you made the
guess.
We're not
laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
That's right. Okay, Linda, how old would you say Mike Douglas would be?
I'm confused now. I'm thinking of Michael Douglas.
Yeah, no, this is not Michael. It's not Kirk Douglas's son.
Right, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Mike Douglas.
Yeah. There has been one.
66.
Yeah, this is the one that's really on the skids.
You're a loser.
What did you say? What did you say, Linda?
66.
You said 66?
Yeah.
Okay. Ruth, what do you think?
I think 65.
65. Okay. Does that guy on the two-way radio that you got going there, does he want to guess? Is he guessing ages, or is he giving some pertinent information?
I really don't know.
I heard him say, you're all crazy. He's nowhere near that age.
Oh.
Well. And I wondered how he could hear.
I don't know.
Tony, what do you think?
59.
59. Okay. And Matt?
63.
Is that your real name, Matt Phipps?
It is.
Sounds like an adventure of some sort. A soldier of fortune.
Hmm.
Let's get Matt Phipps. He likes to fight foreign wars.
It's an English last name.
And your name is Matthew, then. Matthew Phipps.
That's correct.
When you say
Matt, or is it F?
PH.
It is.
Yeah. PH, yes.
Yeah. When you say Matthew Phipps, though, that sounds more like maybe a teacher in a proper English school.
Professor Phipps?
Teaching sociology, maybe. Something like that.
Something of that nature.
Yeah.
Or maybe ancient Greek literature.
Mm.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know why I said any of that.
What man age do you write?
Mike Douglas is... What the hell is that?
Duck.
Mike Douglas is a duck? Is that what we're saying?
I don't know.
I don't get the significance of half these sound effects.
No, neither do I. I just pick them and
you
play
just,
them.
You just reach out blindly and whatever's there you
That's
play.
That's right. I saw duck quacking today and I said I haven't used that yet. Well, I'll throw it back to Mike Douglas.
Okay. Actually, Lindis, who took a wild stab.
Yep.
Because you weren't sure how old he was, or even who he was, I think.
No, he did the talk show, right?
No, you know who he was. And you said his exact age, 66.
Hey,
that's sure. Exactly how old he is.
Wow. I don't like Linda.
At the moment, we still have a tie between Matt and Ruth. And Linda has one correct answer also.
All I want is one. That's all I have.
One, okay. How about... You know Carl Rowan, the writer, and
yeah.
who shows up on...
Martin Rowan.
No, that's not Martin and Rowan, no.
Carl Rowan, no.
That's who I thought it was.
I don't know who it is.
No, the Herald carries his column. Also, he shows up on the McLaughlin Report and the political talk things.
Is it Carl T. Rowan?
It could be Carl T. Rowan, yes. Could be T. T could be there.
See, you fooled us.
Would that be a different age than like if it were Carl M. Rowan or Carl with no middle initials and Rowan?
Definitely. Anyone with a middle name begins with T is much older than you think he is.
Okay, well, you tell me how old, which we'll start with you.
I pass.
You cannot pass. there's no rules in the rule book that say you pass.
I'll take the box.
I'll take the box.
I block with
I think I'm missing. I'm missing all of this. How old would you say, Tony?
You got me on that one, Norm.
This may be your chance to win at least one because this is the last one we have.
Yeah. Any hints?
That's a bad last one. I never even heard of.
I know.
Carl Rowan. No, he's a very bright man.
Then do me a favor, just to help me out, and let me get at least one. Will you be kind enough to just all say the same age I say? No matter what I say.
So that you're all tied.
Okay.
I'll guarantee prizes for everyone.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Even Matt.
Ooh.
Bribe. He's got to be pushing 58 now. At least.
Is that right?
Yeah. The T is throwing me off.
Yeah. Well, the T has a tendency to throw a lot of people off.
Yep.
There must be a joke there.
Yeah, somewhere.
I don't know what that is.
What does he do?
He's a columnist and a political commentator and shows up on a lot of political shows, particularly the McLaughlin Report.
I'm married to Annette Funicello.
And he works part-time with Mike Douglas at the Bigfoot store.
That's right.
Yeah. He's in charge of the mail order business. Yeah. I sent for some stuff the other day. But that's a whole other thing, and I don't really care to talk about that. None of you, is there nobody among all of you?
No, know? I know who he is, but I don't know how old he is.
Oh, you do know who he is?
Yeah, I read his column, yeah.
Would Tony say 58?
Tony said 58.
Just agree with me, please.
I say 58.
Thank you.
You want to see 58, Ruth, okay? What do you think, Stacy?
I'm going to go with Tony.
You going to see 58 also?
I have to go with Tony.
Yeah.
Come on. That's two down.
Okay, and Linda, what do you think?
I'd say 58.
You don't have to do this now, you know. You don't have to do this.
Surprises, though, Norm.
Okay.
An autograph picture.
Now, I know Matt, and if he doesn't say this, this could ruin a very close friendship.
Yeah, that's right. If he doesn't say this, that's right. He'll never give another traffic report for the rest of his life.
He'll never work in this town.
That's right. George Westinghouse's hitman will be out after him.
Oh, jeez.
Matt Phipps.
I might enjoy that, though.
That's true. He might find a career that he likes better. What do you think, Matt?
Part-time in the Bigfoot store.
Yes. Well, Tony, I'm not going to say 58, but to make sure that you win, I'll say 170.
170.
That's just as good.
Thank you.
All right. Let's check and see
watch him be 99.
Kyle Rowan. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Rowan, Kyle T. Rowan, is 170.
Yes.
No, actually, he's 66.
Close.
So none of you are really that close, considering you're a bunch of experts. But let me just check the final scores now, because I think we're going to have a winner, and I think it may be Ruth, which is kind of embarrassing, because that means I should send her something halfway decent.
I just want an autographed picture of you. Tap dancing.
Tap dancing, fair enough. I have a lot of those pictures. My little suede pumps, my little dancing pumps.
On 34th Street.
On 34th Street. I have some on 36th Street. You just name the street you want.
Some in the zone.
One leg on each street.
Yes, sir, I have pictures of myself tap dancing on every main street in America. Yes, sir.
This is the end of this game?
This is about the end of it. Let me tell you the scores now. Stacy has one. Linda had one correct answer.
The 58, right?
Hers was the 58. That's correct.
That's also I even helped everyone else out.
That's right.
Norm.
Linda. Oh, that's right. You have two. You're right. Because you guessed Mike Douglas right on the button. I'm sorry. That's right. You have two. Ruth had three. And actually, Jerry Falwell was 58, which was what you... Well, never mind. Anyway, Tony has won.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
And Matt had two.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, the very lovely Ruth. It's one of our tasteless prizes, which he will hate.
I just want your picture. That's all I want.
You just want a picture?
I just want an autographed picture because I haven't seen you for such a long time.
Okay.
You'll be disappointed.
No, she won't, because these are old pictures and they don't look like me at all.
That's right.
You don't think I'm going to take pictures now, do you?
You look like Frankie Avalon.
That's right. The last pictures I took when I was going to Pylon Junior High School in Everett.
So if you don't... a picture of Jerry Falwell.
Well, I include a picture of Jerry Falwell in every packet.
And Annette Funicello.
And Mike Douglas.
I hadn't thought of Annette Funicello.
And
that's right. Taken in the back of Norm's farm in Middleton.
I hope you're all through with this hilarious humor. Or should I just sit back and let you vent your spleen?
We're not making fun of you.
Spleen.
I don't even... Yeah, I love stuff like... I like kind of your jib, vent your spleen. Whole bunch of expressions like that to me are meaningless. In fact, this whole program, I think, has become meaningless. Okay, if Ruth, if you hang in there and give the very lovely Tony your full name, full address and stuff, I'll be happy to send that. And did you have that music book that we talked about earlier? That hit the Hitmen?
Yes, I have it.
You have that? Okay. Okay, because otherwise I could have sent you a copy of that.
Oh, well, thank you. I have a friend in California who sent me that and the Natalie Cole tape. Sure.
Flaunt your riches. Flaunt your riches, sure.
No, but it gives me something to do while I'm lying here and listening to you and giggling away.
You're a good person.
Yeah, and so are you.
Thank you.
You lifted my spirits immensely.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
And I just still want to tap dance on 34th Street with you and me and Fred and Jim.
Hey, we'll do that. Stacy, thank you very, very much for being a part of all this,
it's
as always.
My pleasure. I hope to play again next Saturday.
I hope that you do. And as a matter of fact, I'll be sitting in for Bob Raleigh throughout the entire next week, and so we'll have a chance to play the dumb birthday game every single day, whether he likes it or not. What's that, please?
You gonna be on tomorrow night?
Yes, I'll be tomorrow Sunday night, y'all, all the way through. And, yes.
Oh, and I wanted to tell you that I'm gonna be an aunt.
Oh, Stacy. What, at the end of this month?
Yeah, about the 26th is a due date.
Within a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
You'll make a fantastic aunt, Stacy.
He's going to be spoiled, I think.
Oh, he'll turn to you, or she will turn to you for advice.
It's going
to
be a girl.
A girl. Oh, have they figured that already? Yeah, the mother took the test and all?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she'll look up to you for advice, and it'll be so wonderful, Stacy. You'll be a wonderful person.
She'll ask your ages for the birthday game.
That's right, too. She can play next year. Hey, thank you, Stacy.
See you later.
Bye-bye now. And, let's see, Linda.
Yes.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Next.
Hey, thank you.
What?
Tomorrow's
my birthday.
Monday?
Yes.
Can we guess how old you are?
August 12th. Oh, a very happy birthday, Linda.
Thank you.
Son of a gun. You got big plans?
Sort of, yeah. But I'll be here to probably try to play tomorrow night.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care. There she goes, Linda. Linda going down the aisle and out the front door. And, Matt, I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes with that late information that you have.
Okay.
I'll stall long enough so that you can figure out what the hell they're yelling at you on that radio thing there.
Thank you so much.
Okay, man. Nice to play with you, and nice to play with you. Did I really say that?
That's what it sounded like.
Okay.
I guess I did. He loved me.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Norm.
Shut up.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and Ruth.
I'm going to give you my last little vignette. I have a niece, talking about that lady having a niece, and she's a big muck down at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando, and she sent me a picture yesterday of my new niece. She bought a little Sheltie, and she named it Brandy. So she said, here's a picture of your new niece. She was sitting with her little doggy.
Sheltie is a cute little dog.
Yes, really cute. Brandy.
Oh, that's really nice.
Isn't that nice?
It's all right. It's not a great story, but what the heck.
But I'll tell you, it is the 20th anniversary of the Hard Rock Cafes, and boy, they are doing business like you read about, especially in the new one in Orlando. She takes care of all the T-shirts and all that kind of stuff. She's the merchandise manager down there, and they're just doing fantastic. And they, you know, the fellow who runs those is opening a club in New York similar to the Hard Rock, and I don't know the name of it, but in the fall, and it's going to be all Hollywood memorabilia instead of rock memorabilia.
Oh.
And if they go well, he'll do a lot of them. He's 40 years old and a billionaire, Norm.
Who needs it?
Why don't we get him?
Okay. Hey, hang in there and talk to Tony. I'll get the information and send the stuff out to
you.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate talking with you.
Thank you.
We'll check on headlines and all kinds of stuff and traffic in about a minute. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for another very wonderful dumb birthday game. Thanks.
Cigarette smoking causes bronchitis, emphysema, cancer,
and more Americans to die each year than from alcohol and drugs combined. This is Steve Allen with a way to kick the habit for good. Get ready to write down how to order an ingenious stop smoking kit discovered in Switzerland called Resolve. It contains no drugs or nicotine. Instead of cigarettes, inhale on a long-lasting substitute you never light up. Enjoy its refreshing taste until you rid your body of nicotine addiction. A supply of special filters and an audio cassette of me interviewing Dr. Margaret Seidman, an ex-smoker, helps all the way. Get Resolve to quit smoking or money back. Here's how.
A Resolve kit plus extra filters is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Send a $22.95 check to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134. That's $22.95 to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134.
WBZ, the only Boston radio station to provide you with traffic reports 24 hours a day. Another exclusive service of Boston's news station, WBZ, AM 1030.
And here are some of the stories making news at this hour. Pro-Iranian hostage holders say that one of the Americans they've been holding since 1986 will be free this morning. They say by 5 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. The Revolutionary Justice Organization claims to hold Joseph Sisipio and Edward Austin Tracy. Former French hostage Giraud Leroux says that he was told soon after his abduction that he'd be freed soon. Leroux was released today wearing the same blue jeans and dark jacket he had on when he was kidnapped last Thursday. Israel again is signaling it's ready to free Arab prisoners, but only if an exchange involves Israelis. Israel's deputy foreign minister said his side is happy to help resolve the hostage crisis, but he says Israel cannot be expected to give up its main bargaining chips without getting missing Israelis back. NASA is getting ready for a homecoming for the space shuttle Atlantis crew. The astronauts' 9-day mission is to end this morning when Atlantis is due at Florida's Cape Canaveral, and that would be at 8:24 this morning, Boston time. We'll have details on all these stories and more in about 20 minutes at 4 o'clock here at WBZ.
Remodeling a kitchen is usually an expensive project that can disrupt your home for weeks. But Sears Kitchen Cabinet Refacing is the affordable way to give your kitchen a dramatic new look without major construction. Installation can often be completed in just 72 hours or less. Call now for a free in-home estimate and save $600. Sears authorized craftsmen use your existing cabinet framework, covering exposed surfaces and replacing doors, drawer fronts, and hardware, all in your choice of style and color. When you call, a Sears authorized consultant will visit your home and show you how easy it is to transform your kitchen. There's no obligation, and it's backed by Sears, a name you can trust. So don't replace, just reface your cabinets quickly and affordably. Be sure to call 1-800-492-6500 now and save $600. Offer expires August 31st. Call 1-800-482-6500. That's 1-800-482-6500.
Okay, time to. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
I don't know. She gets all excited when I'm about to introduce you, Matt. I think that sigh was for Matt Phipps, WBZ 24-hour traffic network. And we're just anxious as can be, Matt, to find out what's been going on during all of this time. Imagine traffic backed up, a lot of fascinating things happening, eh?
Delivery trucks.
Oh, you went to the Jack Hart School of Traffic Reporting, or how to talk for a whole minute without saying anything when there's a part of the morning where nothing is going on. Delivery trucks carrying all kinds of goods to various kinds of stores, drug stores,
yes,
variety stores.
Right, Bigfoot stores.
Bigfoot stores, Indian artifacts, all kinds of things, baskets.
Right.
Anyway,
Is there anything happening?
Yes, there is actually one thing happening. I took some time to take some phone calls here along Route 24 southbound. We mentioned this top of the hour. Kind of a bad situation down there. We have a one-car rollover just south of Route 139. That's in the Stoughton stretch. Now, the passengers were okay, but we still have two right-hand travel lanes closed off for the time being. Just the high-speed lanes open. That's pushing traffic back towards Route 139, so kind of a bad spot there. It should be gone in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Say state police in Middleborough. Now in the downtown, besides the delivery trucks, everything seems to be moving well in the expressway, the central artery, lower deck, the Tobin, Storrow Drive, also moving fairly well for you. And on the Mass Bike eastbound, we have some work crews out doing some repairs in the construction lane, so that construction lane is closed off in the western stretch, just two right lanes getting by from the state police barracks on towards 128. Matt Phipps, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
You know, dangerous obsession. No pain, no gain. Well, I get a lot of calls from people with knee pain from running or back pain from aerobics. Frankly, that's not normal.
Common sense health care answers from the registered nurses at Ask a Nurse.
A pulled tendon or strained ligaments, these can become chronic problems if they're not treated properly. Well, it might be something as simple as putting ice or heat on it, but you've got to know which is the right treatment. And you've got to be on the lookout for something worse. Inflammation, swelling, numbness. They can put you on the sidelines for a long time.
This has been 60 seconds of healthcare information brought to you by the nurses at Ask a Nurse. If you have a healthcare question or you need help finding a doctor, call us anytime, day or night. It's free and it's confidential.
If you've been inactive and want to start exercising, have a complete physical first. And if pain is part of your workouts, give us a call.
Ask a Nurse, the 24-hour answer to your healthcare questions. Call them anytime at 1-800-544-2424.
Dangerous Obsession, the psychological thriller that thrilled London, is playing August 12th through the 17th at the North Shore Music Theater. For tickets, call 508-922-8500.
Okay, the time is about 60 minutes before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WBZ, and we'll be happy to take phone calls on whatever it is you'd like to talk about. 254-1030 is the number. The area code is 617. Bill in... Waltham, good morning, Bill.
What's good about it?
Oh, my goodness. Why, I would swear that you had a little hostility in your soul, but I must have been reading it wrong.
No, it's a wrong reading. I was listening to Bob and Ray today, and I was thinking about Lefty Sprocket.
Oh, thank you for remembering Lefty Sprocket. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you. Because Bob and Ray, it's nice that you say that, because I was I'm absolutely a big Bob and Ray fan, and to have even a loose comparison is very flattering, because I thought they were something very special.
You know, I was a kid when they were on radio in Boston, and I didn't appreciate it until I was maybe older and more of a kid.
But yeah, that's right.
I can't even remember I guess it was the late 40s, early 50s before they went to New York.
That's right. They went to New York around. I think around 53 or 52 or somewhere in that area. I forgot exactly when. I worked at that same radio station, but just after they had left, so I always felt badly. I never get a chance to work with them.
Yeah, I remember you were... Well, Jess Kane replace them?
No, he didn't directly. He eventually did. Ray Dorey took over in the morning... with a woman, and then Jess replaced the woman, so it was Ray Dorey and Jess Kane, and then eventually it was Jess Kane. It went I guess in that order.
Yeah, I can remember. I do remember. I was small, and I thought they were. I remember Bob and Ray just the name, and I thought they were kind of goofy because I wasn't old enough. And then when I did get old enough and kind of appreciated them. Well, that's another thing. I got an answer. No, I don't have an answer. I'm not sure there is an answer for the hostages, but the situation there. But there may be another method that might work a little better than not negotiating with them and one thing or another, which is what the Israelis do. Do you remember in 1972 at the Olympics? Do you remember Black September?
I sure do. You mean when there was that carnage went on, they killed a whole lot of Israelis who were at the Olympic Games. Yeah.
Do you know what happened to Black September?
I don't recall.
I recently read a book. The Israelis hunted them down and killed every single one of them.
Really?
Killed them all.
That was such an ugly day that time. That whole situation.
Oh, it was awful.
It was awful. Yes.
It was awful. But the Israelis hunted them down and killed every single one of them, and they haven't kidnapped an Israeli citizen since then.
Yeah.
The Israelis that are being held hostage or whatever are prisoners of war. They're all military. I think there's a couple of flyers and a couple of infantrymen that were captured somewhere along the line, something or other. There's seven of them that they can't account for. But that's an interesting situation. They don't bother the Israeli citizens. They're right there in the hotbed of the Middle East, and they haven't hijacked an Israeli airliner.
I wonder
if that works.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know, I don't know about, about tracking down and killing people like that, but El Al has not had, while airlines were being hijacked all over the place, El Al was not ever being, I don't think they ever got hijacked.
You know why?
Because, their security was very, very strong.
And the few of them that were hijacked, they hunted them down and they killed them too. They're in a different situation. They're fighting for their lives, and they know that if they don't have any place to go, so to speak. They're out of room.
That's
right.
They can't afford to lose.
Their back is at the sea.
That's right.
And they can't afford to lose, so they don't. They just kill them.
And they're a little pinpoint in a whole gigantic area of enemy.
Now, there's another story that happened. Maybe an apocryphal story, but I did read it several places, and it was in this book that I just finished reading about the Middle East. When this whole hostage taking thing started, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago, whatever it was, they grabbed a Russian, and they turned around, they said, sent a note to the Russian embassy in Syria or whatever it was, and said, we want this, that, and the other thing. And the Russian embassy came back and said, deliver our man back here, or we're going to kill somebody or other, and they didn't deliver it, so they killed the guy, and they left his body on the front step of the Syrian embassy or something or other, and that hostage was returned the next day, and they've never bothered another Russian.
That would go against the grain, don't you think, of most Americans, though, to kill somebody who, in this case, would be an innocent person, would it not? The ones that the Russians killed?
Just as innocent as the Americans or the Russian that was kidnapped. I'm not sure that I agree with it, although it does seem to work.
No, I know it. I know it, but I
it does seem to work. Does that fall under the old saw of fighting fire with fire?
Well, no. If you could get at the person who caused the original hijacking or a kidnapping of the hostage or something, but just to kill anybody on that side, it's just not the way we Americans do things.
Well, not the way we do it overtly, that's for sure.
Perhaps it may happen
in the sub rosa, so to speak.
Well, that's true. We don't know what the CIA does, and also we went through that Iran the Contragate thing and all that business. After saying that we don't deal with people who kidnap, hold our hostages, our people hostage, and all that, yet we dealt with Iran and all of that kind of stuff. That was dealing with them at that time to get hostages home, even though President Reagan at the time denied that was the reason for the whole business.
Yeah, I think the reality of politics and so forth and so on, sometimes we never know what's going on. You look back at what happened in the early 60s with the John Kennedy's Camelot administration, and he had his—they were up to their elbows in trying to manipulate what was going on in South Vietnam, to the extent that they even replaced the government. So who knows? You sometimes never know until it's over.
Well, that's quite true. Yes, that's true.
You never know. But I find it interesting that they leave the Israelis alone again, right there in the hotbed of the Middle East. And there are Israeli businessmen and citizens that travel all around the Middle East, and they leave them alone. They don't bother.
Mm. Okay, I appreciate your comments, Bill. I thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Time is about, 9 minutes before 4 o'clock. Shall we do the weather? I tell you what we'll do. As soon as I find it, we'll do the weather. But first,
Watch this.
Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Massachusetts, is telling us about her skin problems.
I had developed a skin rash, and the rash was red, itchy, very uncomfortable. At its worst, it was painful. It was very irritating.
But Joan Cantwell got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder.
The Gold Bond powder has a nice clean feel to it. There's a cooling sensation.
That's true.
At the end of the day, the area that was irritating in the morning is no longer irritating.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
It's gone. Completely gone. The itching in the area of the rash was taken care of. It doesn't itch anymore. I don't use any other powder but Gold Bond.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but it feels like there's a fire inside my sneakers. My feet feel hot, sticky, and sore. And they smell as bad as they feel.
Use Keep It in your sneaker. It relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too.
What is it?
Keep It in Your Sneaker is a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out the fire. You feel its special ingredients working to cool and soothe your feet.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep It in Your Sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. Excess moisture can cause problems, even athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It in Your Sneaker do?
Helps break the cycle by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
How long does it work?
As long as you're working out, just shake it in your socks and sneakers and on your feet.
Feels great. I'll use it every day.
Keep It in Your Sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Okay, we'll check the WBZ AccuWeather forecast. Expected to be quite nice throughout the rest of the night with temperatures about where they are now. Obviously, it's 63 degrees outside our WBZ studios. Clearing skies this morning, sunny but turning somewhat cloudy by this afternoon. And in southern New Hampshire and Maine, maybe they might even have some thunderstorms up there. And temperatures in the 70s. Overnight, back in the 60s, 60 to 65 degrees overnight. And the next few days should be quite nice. Good deal of sunshine. And an especially large dose of sunshine is forecast for Tuesday, which is expected to be a particularly pleasant day. ...63 degrees in Boston. Everybody dance! Romantic it was dancing with somebody special during those days. Yeah, that was nice. Almost anybody you dance with, though, with that kind of music, they seemed very special, at least at the moment. That was very, very pretty. Okay, it's about 4 minutes before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WBZ. Let's take some calls. Oh, it's Margaret in Stoneham. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Norman.
Good morning.
Are you all right? I was worried about you with some of these weird calls.
Earlier in the evening, I did suffer some trauma.
And you were talking about claws glowing out of your hands. And Yes. Thought I'd better come to your rescue.
Well, you're a nice person, Margaret. Yes.
No, when you're playing that, you know, that music, just there, Norm, you were talking about dancing. And I was just going to say to you, you know, brought me back many, many years ago.
Did you ever, you know what a spotlight dance was then? Well, not a spotlight dance, but a spot dance, I guess they called it.
Yeah.
The host or hostess would pick out a spot in advance, and whoever had was, and they wouldn't tell anybody where the spot was.
Yeah.
And whoever happened to be dancing, the couple was dancing in that spot when the song finished, would win a prize.
Yeah. Well, when I was young, and
never mind. When you were young,
no, many years ago.
But did you ever do that?
It wasn't a spot dance, Norm. It was the midnight. At midnight, they'd turn off all the lights and just have. Yeah, a big spotlight, but...
No, but this was a spot dance.
Whoever's dancing,
the song ends underneath that chandelier, for example, they had the winners, you know.
Yeah, no, they didn't have that, Norm.
Oh, you poor soul,
yeah,
I'm
I used
sorry.
To go up to, believe it or not, this is Montreal, the Knights of Columbus, every Saturday night, and the orchestra was Al McGown and his Knights of Renown. It was a good, great band, you know, all like... teenagers, you know, it was just wonderful. Anyway, no, Norm, what I called you about was to get away from, I said to what's his name, Tony, I was beginning to sound like you were Professor Irwin Corby, you know, some of these people, with some of these, I couldn't make head or tails of what they were saying. I don't want to, you know, I don't make too much, I'm trying to be critical, but you were having some problems here, Norm. Mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, listen and say the right thing. Are you there?
Yeah. No, I'm here. No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of what to say to you I say the right thing.
It's okay. No, I just felt that you were, you know, you were, had to be on your toes tonight, so to speak.
So to speak.
Your charming best.
Okay.
You were talking about Senator Kennedy, and people are talking. You had a show the other day. Did your daughter happen to be in the audience, Norm?
The other day?
Yeah.
No.
No, there was a girl that I had seen once with Norma, and it was your daughter. She was on one of
them. Yeah. No, she was on with Norma. Some, I think when they were doing a bachelor program based upon Norma's bachelor book. She was on with that, but not since then,
no,
I don't believe.
But she had a notebook with her, Norma. She was sitting in the front seat, and I said, she's rather attractive. She looks like... Norman. No.
One of our daughters now?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, that was Sonia, our oldest daughter, that was with her on a program one time.
Yeah, but then she wasn't,
she wasn't here the other day. No,
yeah,
that was not her.
She asked a question. It was about the, you know, whether Kennedy was going to, they figured he should resign, Peter Meade. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
it. Yes, I saw that myself.
Yeah, didn't you think it was good? No.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I love Peter Meade. I think he's so, I do anyway. But what I wanted to ask you, Norm, do you, you're the expert on ballrooms and stuff like that. I went to a wedding last weekend. It was down in West Bridgewater, and it was the reception was at the Canoe Club. You ever heard of it?
No, I have not.
Well, the reason I'm asking you, there was a priest who married them, was out there, and they had a kind of a little ritual. There was a Polish wedding and an Irish, and they had the bread and the salt, like a Polish tradition. The priest was there to bless the wine and all this. So he mentioned, he said, this place, by the way...
I'm sorry, can you hold on till after the news?
Okay.
Because that's coming up in a few
minutes. Oh, I didn't know we were that close.
Oh, we're that close, Margaret.
Okay, yeah.
You're tuned to WBZ Boston, and we'll take some more calls right after. We'll be around for another half hour or so. So whatever may be in your mind, I'd love to hear from you. WBZ Boston, the time is now 4 o'clock.
Hey, not too bad for the 150th episode. I should add here that the current costs of distributing the program have been covered for the next renewal because of the generous support of our Patreon subscribers. Now, a portion of the proceeds for the remainder of the year will be donated to the Norm Nathan Scholarship Fund at the Berklee College of Music. That leaves us 4 months to bring that number up. If you love what we do here, please consider joining us on Patreon. I write exclusive content, share audio clips, and partake in other nonsense over there, which is only available to subscribers. Give whatever you like. It all helps and is very much appreciated. Patreon.com/NormNathanVOS. You can find the link below. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. 4. Nausea. Marking things down on the big board. Comic relief. Going with your convictions. Rabbi Gittleman. The Bigfoot Indian Artifact Store. Taking the box. The Art of Bribery. The Middle Initial T. The Westinghouse Hitmen. Parlin Junior High School in Everett, Mass. The Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando, Florida. Bob and Ray. Lefty Sprocket. Ray Dory. Al McGowan and his Knights of Renown. Soldier of Fortune himself, Matt Phipps, and the suede shoe shod tap dancing Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt. Sheesh.